It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Josh Benega, Lac La Parle County Veteran Service Officer. This program brought to you by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247 and Madison VFW Lac La Parle County Post 1656. Two great service organizations which operate facilities in both communities, organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air.
We say good morning on this, we'll call this almost the first day of spring, the Josh Benega, because for the other days of spring didn't feel like spring.
It feels like the first day of spring.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Everybody's happy and smiling.
Well, the sun is shining and the snow is melting.
Yep. So 61 degrees yesterday. I know I had to run down to the cities. I left on Friday afternoon, and there was snow all over the place, and I came back yesterday, and I was happy to see that there's not much left.
You know, I was in front of the Prairie Arts Center here just recently, and I saw buds of grass. Yes. Grass was already starting to grow.
Well, I got my sump pump running into the yard, and where that's going, it's starting to get pretty green out there already. So
yeah, mine's been running for quite a while now.
Yeah, about every 5 minutes or so.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, well, and it's probably going to be going for a while. It's getting a little wet out there.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Sergeant Reinhardt Ernest Comus. Reinhardt was born on May 31st, 1913 in Nassau and passed away on December 1st, 1972. He entered active duty on March 26th, 1942, Fort Snelling in the United States Army. Was honorably discharged 3.5 years later on November 3rd, 1945. He was a platoon sergeant. During World War II, he took part in the battles of Normandy, Northern France, and the Rhineland. Some medals and ribbons that he earned were the Good Conduct Medal. He was a marksman with the M1 carbine rifle. He received the World War II Victory Medal, the American Theater Service Ribbon, the European African Middle Eastern Theater Service Ribbon with 3 bronze service stars, 1 overseas service bar, and a lapel button. So we thank you, Reinhardt, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Well, got around. Saw a lot of action there.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about our topic today. St. Cloud VA facility awarded top honor for leadership and healthcare sustainability. That's quite a feat there, huh?
Not only is it quite a feat, it's the third year in a row they've received it.
All right.
So in recognition for continuing achievement and innovation in healthcare sustainability, St. Cloud VA Healthcare System received top 25 environmental excellence awards from Practice Green Health, which is a nation's leading organization dedicated to environmental sustainability in healthcare. The award is one of the environmental excellence awards given each year to honor environmental achievements in the healthcare sector. Again, this is the third straight year the St. Cloud VA's earned the top 25 distinction. The 25 hospitals presented with Practice Green Health's highest honors exemplify environmental excellence and are setting the highest standards for environmental practices in healthcare. They're leading the industry with innovation and sustainability and have the data and documentation to prove their success. So each year the competition for these top spots increases as hospitals across the country continue to innovate. Some of the ways.
A good day to talk about it because it was Earth Day yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Didn't seem like it because, you know, it's usually in the spring and it didn't seem like spring for a while, but it was Earth Day.
Well, yesterday
was nice. Yesterday,
Saturday and Sunday was nice.
Right.
So,
you know. But just wanted to bring that up.
Today is the first work day in spring.
Right.
Some of the ways that they do the practice environmental excellence is through recycling, waste reduction, organics, composting, paper conservation, green purchasing, laundry water reuse, LED lighting, renewable energy systems, electric utility vehicles, use of green space for healthy activities, LEED and Green Globe certified buildings. All demonstrate St. Cloud VA's commitment to environmental excellence and its dedication to continuous improvement, systematically achieving incremental changes in processes to improve efficiency and quality. Award winners are chosen among hospital applicants that have the highest scores on the Green Health Partner for Change application. Out of the top 25 in the nation, 5 hospitals in Minnesota received this honor. Other ones include Lakeville Hospital in Stillwater, Park Nicolet in St. Louis Park, Regents Hospital in St. Paul, and the Minneapolis VA Medical Center. out of these 25, three VA medical facilities were on the list. Minneapolis, St. Cloud, and one in Pennsylvania. So it's
well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, very good thing. This article will be in the Western Garden, the Dawson Sentinel this week, and there might be some information on VA healthcare. You can, of course, contact our office, but there's also the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And what's that number again for?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office in the lower level of the courthouse.
It's going to be a green level here pretty soon.
I hope so.
Mm, about time.
The only thing, I set my, I got an aloe plant in my office, mm-hmm. and, you know, it's right in a south-facing windowsill so we can get some sunlight. But it's been the only green thing I've seen for quite a while, and, you know, when I look out the window.
Well, even your aloe plant will like this.
Yes, yeah. Very much so.
Right. All right.
You reach us by phone at 598-3445, and we're open 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Friday.
And regular hours this week?
Yes. Right?
No holidays or anything going on at the moment, so.
I got to speak to a group of students on the morning of the 25th about American Legion Boys State, but other than that, I'll be around.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thanks, Josh.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Enjoy the weather out there.
You do the same.
Josh Benega, Lackborough Veteran Service Officer, with us this morning on Vets Info on the air here on Q92.
Vets Info on the air is heard every Monday morning at this time on Q92. Brought to you by Madison VFW, Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next Monday morning, same time right here for Vets Info on the air.